Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Daytime After Dark. It's Friday night. Can you believe it's Friday night after a long week? And I hope everyone listened to the Kristoff tribute show that we did on Monday. Yeah, it was Monday. And tonight I am very excited. And I am really excited for the guests that we have on tonight. I'm more excited than I should be because, you know, she, you know, is the most acclaimed actress in the world. She has done so many shows. She has done my favorite, L.A. Law. I cried when it canceled. I cried like a baby. I did not want L.A. Law to go off the air, people. And she's been on Gilmore Girls. She's been on Remington Steele. She's been on Night Code, The New Leave It to Beaver, Bosom Buddies, all of that. So we are taking a call at 1-347-850-8721. Here's Susan.
Hello.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I owe David a lot for getting this interview because he knew what L.A. Law junkie I was. I mean, I lived for L.A. Law. I loved L.A. Law. I mean, I was only a kid. I was a kid when it was on, but, you know, since I was a pretty good lawyer back then, I convinced my parents, because it was the right thing to do, to let me stay up past 10 to watch L.A. Law, because I couldn't miss you guys, because it would have been tragic if I did, and they fell for my little lawyer thing, and it worked. And I was reading, I mean, you have been on so many shows.
You were naming
a lot.
You were naming shows that I had forgotten I did.
Oh, well, I could name it off for you, but the list is long, people. But the thing I loved was I didn't know before doing my little research, we were both from Oregon. You were born in Oregon City, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I was born in Hillsboro, Oregon.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So
yes,
when I was that...
Hello, fellow Oregonian.
Yeah.
Yes, I lived there until I was almost 18.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, I love Oregon. And when I was there, I'm like, oh, she's from Oregon. That is awesome. But
only the best
I have
people
always
come from
said,
Oregon.
Yeah, I've always said that you were underestimated on L.A. Law. I mean, you earned four nominations, but you still won something. And even if you want me to write to the Prime Time Emmy people now for this, I will, because it still bothers me that you never won, because you still won. You really
well,
still
thank
won.
Thank you for feeling that way.
And I always thought that you and Corbin Burson, Arnie, I'm sorry, I always thought, you know, you guys were so good together, and I was just waiting for you guys to become like a couple. I don't know why. I always wanted that. And I never got my way with, you know, with
there were a lot of mixed feelings about about that. Yes.
When you say misgiven,
no,
why?
Mixed feelings. Like many people thought that Arnie, the character, was so bad that Roxanne should never have become involved with him. And then other people like you really felt that they were perfect together.
Well, I thought you guys would have been good. And when Corbin left the show, you know, I was thinking, oh, they should put her with the new lawyer. You know, when A. Martinez came on, I'm like, maybe they should put them together. And
yeah.
So I was trying to make Roxanne have a really good love life and,
yeah.
You know, to go for one of the lawyers. And I think no one listened to me was really a bad idea by not listening to me because, you know, you would have been really good with any of the hot lawyers on that show. That's why
Thank
I
you.
Thought. Yeah, do you have a favorite memory of a storyline you did on Air Layla?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember a
storyline? Well, there were a few that I loved a lot. I loved it when my father was on the show. My Vincent Gardenio played my father. That was a very moving storyline for me. And then with Dan Florek, Dave, who I married on the show, that was a lot of fun and sad and a lot of fun. There were so many great moments, and then there was the really bizarre moment when Arnie and Roxanne did get together and fell out of the ceiling. So there were a lot of good memories from that show.
Well, yeah, I mean, one of my favorite memories of L.A. Law, and you probably remember because you were there the whole time, when
mm-hmm.
you guys had that bad lawyer, Sheila, I think it is, and she
yes.
fell down the elevator shaft.
Yes, I know.
I love that because I'm like, yay, they got one of them, yay. Okay, the elevator shaft is one way to kill someone. They won't be coming
back. That
was back.
Shocking. That was shocking for everybody. Nobody knew it was coming.
Oh, really? Oh, no.
No.
You did.
No, we got the script and everybody went, oh my God, she fell down the elevator shaft.
Well, it was one of the biggest things that, I mean, stand out in my mind about L.A. Law with all the storytelling you guys did with all the cases that went on. And when you guys got canceled, like I said, I cried. I
oh.
really cried. I'm like, and you know, I loved it that you came back for the L.A. Law movie.
I think
they need to make an L.A. movie part two. People in the cast, if you're hearing me, Corbin, A, everyone, come on, let's do another reunion. People want to see L.A. Law back. I mean, if they can do a reboot of 90210 and
yeah.
everything else, I think it's time for L.A. Law reboot, people. And what I find incredible about you, you have been on, like, so many episodes, and I loved it when you were on Gilmore Girls. I loved it. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's Roxanne. Oh, my gosh, she's on Gilmore Girls. And I loved it. How was that experience?
On Gilmore Girls, well, that was great because that was a great show. Just being a part of that, that was another show like L.A. Law that was really popular and had people that were very involved in the characters and in the stories. So it was nice.
Well, yeah, I thought you did a great job on that too. It was, you know, I think they should have had you on for more than one episode. I think they should have put you on contract because you did so good. But again, no one listened to me. I see, people, you need to listen to me because I'm usually right on TV shows. And how is it when you go from something like L.A. Law, from Gilmore Girls, I mean, not in the same year or anything, people, but then you go to Night Code, which you were really good on Night Code. And how is it going from a comedy to a drama? How is that for you?
Well, it's a job. You know, acting is a job, and as an actor, you get a job and you memorize the lines and you create a character, and it's never the same character. You know, that's the fun of acting. You get to create a whole character every time you do a new job. I've had so much fun doing this job. It makes me very happy, and I love. I call them my other friends. You know, these people that I've created through the years. I've loved all of them.
That is, you know, really good, and I think you are so good, and is there anything new coming up that you're going to do?
Well, I've been working on Mom this past season, you know, the show with Allison Janney and Anna Faris, doing a character on there. I've done 3 episodes, and we'll be back in the new season to work on it again. I did work on that, just aired a while ago, 911, where I played a woman who took LSD and gave it to the police. So now I'm waiting to find out about another show that I just auditioned for, but I don't know if I have it yet. We'll find out. But it's kind of hiatus right now, so everybody's on vacation. So hopefully new things will happen in the summer.
Well, my little niece, when I told her I was interviewing you, she goes, "You mean she was, you know, because you were on Hannah Montana as the grandma."
Oh my gosh, yeah.
She goes,
"That was a whole new audience."
She goes, "Make sure you tell her she did a really good job on that." I'm like, okay. Because when I told her, she goes, "You know, that's Hannah Montana's grandma, but you know that." And I go, no, but since you said so, I will believe you. That's good because, I mean, you have a really good fan base, and I love it that you've been on almost all my favorite TV shows. I mean, you were on Private Practice, you were on Grey's Anatomy.
Oh my gosh, you know everything.
I love those two shows so much. And so how was it being on both of them? Because, you know, not a crossover, but they were a spinoff. So how was working on both of them?
It was good. You know, I mean, I knew some of the actors already before I took those jobs. So that was great. It was like going to visit a friend, you know, at their house. And the characters were really different. So that was good, too. You know, I'm glad that I haven't. You know, I've played really bad people in movies. I've played killers. I've played nice people. I've done children's shows. I'm so happy that I've been able to do so many different characters.
Well, yeah. I mean, yes. You know, wonderful. And I think you should go out for a soap. I think you should be on daytime. That means people we could see Susan every week, and you know my pick would be either Y&R or Zeno Hospital. If I have my choice, but like I don't have a choice. But I think daytime needs you. I think daytime really needs you.
I'll check that out.
Yeah, and I think, okay, people, you hear it from me now, come on. And I've had A. Martinez on the program, on the show a lot.
I love you,
A, if you're listening. But, yeah, I mean, I got him on dates. Well, I didn't personally get him on dates. I think in my head I did because I kept telling him, you need to go back to soaps. And then you go back to every interview we did, and then bam, he was on dates for a year and a half, and then they fired him.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm still a little bit about that, but, you know, they should not fire him. But if I don't take David's call, since he's one of the co-hosts, I'm probably going to, I don't know what David will do to me. I really don't want to find out at this point. Hey, David.
Hi, Claudia. Hi, Susan.
Hi, David.
Welcome
How
to
are
the show.
You?
I'm doing good.
Good.
I'm real good. Yeah, you were on my three previous shows. But Jefferson's. I was like working on Jefferson's.
On what?
The Jefferson's.
Oh, my God. I just ran into Norman Lear. Somewhere and reminded him that I was on, I think it might have been pretty close to the final episode of the Jeffersons.
Yeah.
And when this is my memory of that. I went out on the stage, my first appearance, and I was booed by the audience because I was the wife of his arch nemesis. And it was the first time that ever happened to me. And people had such a strong response to a character. It was pretty funny. I love that.
You also on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. What was that like? Buffy.
Buffy? Well, that was fun. That was just one episode, but it's really remarkable. She was adorable. She was really sweet. And the whole cast. I didn't really know the show very well. It just wasn't on my radar. And then after that, I started watching it. But I also saw how many people knew me from that one show.
Yeah.
I just did an autograph show, and people were going, you were on Buffy. I said, once.
Yeah. Also, Grandma, you were on Grandma, too. Well, that,
yes.
I'm a big love Grandma.
That was fun, you know, that, do you remember the episode? Did you, where I was actually one of the bad people?
Yes.
And you know how they turn people's faces into monster faces?
Yeah.
Only my face looked like a teddy bear.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, I thought that was so funny. And then I jumped out the window and killed myself, escaping from the police. And I was laying on the ground outside the building where I didn't really jump out the window, but I was laying there being dead, and I asked the director, does this mean I won't be brought back? And he said, I think this is it for you.
Yeah, you were great. You were great in 911, too. I love you in 911, too. You were great.
Oh, yeah. That with that lizard?
Yes.
Giant lizard? Yeah, they told me I was going to have a lizard. They didn't tell me it was going to be a 50-pound lizard.
Yeah, but yeah, you're great. Okay, I thank you for my questions.
Okay, David, I'm going to bring on Bobby. And let's see. Hey,
good evening,
Bobby.
Good evening, Carly, and good evening to your guest tonight. And I agree with what you said earlier, Carly. She needs to be on daytime and somehow. If Corbin can be on daytime to be on Y&R in General Hospital, I don't see why not her.
Thank you.
Yeah,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. It's a little loud where I am, but I can hear you a little bit. But I do remember seeing Corbett since he was Gene Cooper's son,
right,
both
on
Y&R, and also seeing him as Carly's father on General Hospital and Sean's dad on Psych, because I used to watch Psych a lot and know Corbett from that show. But like Carly said, this should be a reboot, because how long have you guys been off the air again?
Oh, my gosh. Let me think. My son is now 26, and it ended the year after he was born, so 25 years.
Okay, so I don't care if they have to put it on any of these stations, the CW, NBC, CBS, Fox, ABC, or network television or Netflix, but please, about somebody better bring back L.A. Law. I mean, I wouldn't mind just watching see you guys back together, because other than Psych reruns, I'm anything that Corbett does in daytime, that's the only time I'm going to see Corbett on television.
Right.
But that would be
fun.
But it's been a pleasure to talk to you tonight, and I have to get back to my thing. And Carly, I apologize for not being on a little bit longer tonight, but I got to get back to what I was doing early on. But I'll probably
nice
return back next week. Okay.
Okay.
And nice talking
Bye.
To you, Carly. And nice talking to you, too, Carly. And we'll keep in.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Help him in the game, Bobby.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Okay. And Maggie is the next.
Hi, Susan. Hi, Ben.
Hi.
Wow, I was just thinking of all the series that you were on, and I had an idea.
What?
The Resident.
What is it?
The Resident.
What is it?
There's a TV series called The Resident. It's about hospital.
Oh, you know what? I haven't seen that.
Well,
is it good?
Corbin's been, very good show, but Corbin's been in the last few episodes.
Okay.
And I was thinking, well, next year maybe they could bring Susan on. Yes.
You know what? I'm going to watch that show and see if it's something that might be right for me. That's a good tip. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask my agent about it.
It's a very,
so
it's
much,
a drama. It's really good.
There's so much on, everywhere on the networks and on Netflix and Amazon and Hulu and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to keep track of everything that's on.
Exactly. You try to keep up because different favorites are on, so you watch that show. You do miss a lot. But on 911, I don't know if you heard the yell when I said, Susan's on acid? My son looked at me like I really lost my mind.
That was so funny, that show. That was a lot of fun.
Always have fun.
I was saying I didn't know I was going to be working with a giant lizard. But
you're an answer.
That was fun.
Well, every show really that shows a different side of your acting and the depth that you have with taking different drama scary, and he's like, you're an all-around artist. It should be on more.
Oh, thank you. Thank
you're
you
welcome.
Very much.
I love
so
you,
nice
Mom.
You. Oh, that's fun, too, right?
Yeah, yeah, and Mom and all. That's what we need. We need Susan on more. You know,
thank you. Thank you very much. I'm going to tell my agents to start kidding me out more. You know, I kind
please
of
do.
Took a break. I had, you know, after my son was born, I wanted to spend a lot more time with him and not
mm-hmm.
work so much. And now he's grown up, and now I'm starting to work a lot more again. So
right.
I was happy being a mom, and now I'm happy being an actor again.
Yeah, and you're still beautiful, so they can put you in any of the roles that come up. I mean, you can show them the depth of your acting abilities.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. I'm so happy. Thank you, David. I bought it one of these days to talk to you, and now I did.
Oh, tell me your
I
name
am.
Again. What was your name again?
Maggie.
Maggie. It's very nice talking
mm-hmm.
with you.
Mm-hmm. Please keep us informed if anything comes up, and we can kind of keep putting that out, tweeting about it. Mm-hmm. This is if anything comes up, maybe you could let Carly know, and then we could tweet about it and try to, you know, drum up our viewers.
Okay. Okay, that sounds great. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless.
And Susan, if it wasn't for Maggie, actually, I never knew for a long time that Corbin was Jeannie Cooper's son. I never made the connection.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm like, God, what are you talking about? And
well,
she goes,
she was a wonderful human being. She was the greatest.
Yes.
I just loved her. Crazy, crazy, mm-hmm. crazy. So strong, mm-hmm. so funny. Really phenomenal. There's a movie that Corbin did. He produced the movie and directed it, mm-hmm. and he was in it, too. And it was called Dead Air.
Dead Air.
And I don't know if you can find it anywhere. I don't know where it got, if it got distributed.
Mm-hmm.
But Jeannie was in it. I was in it. Jeannie was in it, and
mm-hmm.
and she played this crazy woman riding around with an eye patch on a little electric scooter. It was a bizarre film. But if you ever get a chance to find it, you should take a look at it.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
And,
I'm
triggering
out.
Maybe are you done? Because David wants to ask a couple more questions.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Here's David.
Yes. Hello?
Yes, it's a new stereo. David, go for it.
Okay, my last question, you're in NCIS, New York.
NCIS? Is that when my son, I thought my son was dead, but he wasn't? Was that the one?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes it's hard to remember. Yeah, that was great. I worked with, what's his name? Yes, that was fun and sad. You know, I tend to play a lot of sad moms.
Yeah.
And because I can cry really easily, I think that's why I get those jobs. But I have a son, and those shows, there was another one, too, where my son, that was, what was that show, where my son was a shooter, and I had to, was only trying to find out if he was still alive, and nobody wanted to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
That was sad. Because you really think about that, you know, when your child has done something really bad. but you still love them.
Yeah, yeah.
And how people treat you. Yeah, that was hard.
But you are a great actress. I like the work. How are you doing? That's all with that.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you very well.
I said you are a good actress, and I like your work. So I follow everything you did.
I still couldn't hear the end of that. Was that a question?
No, I said I just made a comment. You are a great actress. I love your work.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's my fun, you know. I mean, it's what I love to do. I get in front of it.
Yeah.
You know, I started out on stage. I was really a stage actress for many years, and then I came down to Los Angeles and kind of fell in. You know, it's like I didn't really know anything about it, but I just got a job, and then I just kept working, which is, you know, it was never hard for me. As it is for many people, I was really just very lucky.
Yeah. Great. Thanks, Carly.
Hey, was the movie Carpool that you guys were in?
That
was the movie?
Bad what?
Was the movie you and Colbin, was the movie that you were talking about, did Colbin direct the movie?
Yes, he did. I think he wrote it, too. He did everything except
and a bunch of superstars were in it, too?
Yes.
It's called Carpool.
Called what?
And you can get it on Amazon. I just found it, people.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, and Carpool, and I will send you the link. I was just, you know, going through Amazon.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I have a copy of it someplace. I have a huge box of DVDs that I haven't looked at in years.
It's a really good movie.
Is it? Oh, good.
But we loved having you on, and we would love...
Thank you.
I'm sorry, it was called Carpool Guy, and you can get it on Amazon.
Okay.
So, $12.69, people, if you want to see it.
I'll go
so
look for it. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we would love to have you on, Moomin David, back on.
Yeah, so well.
Thank you.
Yeah,
so
Thank you, David. David did such a good thing booking you when he told me I almost fainted, but I didn't faint, so that's good. But I could have fainted because when he told me, I'm like, oh, come on, you're kidding. And he goes, no, I got Susan on for you. And I'm like, And Susan, if you ever go back to Oregon, you need to go to Norma Amelia's Pizza in Beaverton. It's an Italian place.
Okay.
But it's the best Italian pizza place ever. And now that I'm in Seattle, I live in Seattle now, that I crave the pizza. Maggie and David will tell you that. I'm like, 4 hour drive doesn't sound bad.
I'm going back up in July, so I'll go there.
I'm going back down in July or August. Yeah, I haven't been down there in ages, and I just I love it. I mean, Seattle is great. I'm not putting Seattle down, but I don't know. I like Portland over Seattle, and, you know, it's just nice and, you know, a little slower pace than Seattle. So, but we would love it if you could come back on, and once you have something else promoted, please let us know so we can promote it for you and we can let people out there. Yeah, we would love to promote it for you. And if you hear from any of the guys from LA Lab, please tell them they are more than welcome and come on daytime after dark, especially Corbin. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we love Corbin, and I have a little bone to pick with him for, you know, never giving you enough attention that you deserved. And he's so bad and nicer to you as a secretary and not treated you so horribly someday. So, you know, I just think I need to tell Corbin that because someone needs to put him in his place how he treated you. And I don't think anyone ever did. So I would do that for you. So, and if you ever want to be back on, I mean, if you want to get on daytime, please let us know, and we will do a write-in campaign and everything.
Okay. All right. Thank you both so much. This has been a lot of fun.
Okay, and we hope you will come back.
Okay, I will. Take care.
Okay, thank you. Have a great night.
Thank
bye,
you, too. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Good night.
That was Susan Matan. You can check out the interview when we are done, people. So, how do we all do, you people?
You're doing great. Great job, Cardio. Great job again. Great job. Awesome job. Don't see no written at all. Awesome job.
So all of you, we have 20 minutes left because I only made this an hour because Susan says he was only going to be able to stay 35 minutes. And, you know, I know someone is tired and still not feeling well. And we all need our rest because we are getting more and more and more people on. But I want to send an un-thank you note to General Hospital because my eyes are puffy. My eyes are still puffy from yesterday. And let me tell you, when Oscar died, my heart sank. When I thought it was, you know, that he was going to live when, you know, they said he was cured and the tumor was gone and everything, I thought, you know, there was hope. There was hope.
Yeah, it was,
and
you played Chris Tornet.
When... Thankfully for both of you to warn me that I was going to really, really cry. I really thank you because I really, I cried. I cried. How did you guys how did you like the last 2 days of General Hospital?
But Jerry Gates is my favorite show. I love Jerry Gates. And I thought it was a great story with a little twist. And then I thought he survived too. I said, wait a minute. Sure. I don't want everyone and I like, came back and took him away. That was the best part. That was the best part, though. That was,
Charlie, I need to warn you. More Kleenex.
What?
More Kleenex.
Today?
Oh.
And what's the day,
Joe? Yeah.
Oh,
and what's the day, Joe?
Have you won beads today?
If you saw the scenes today, oh my God, she broke her heart. And then Julian, as I call Charlie, he showed up, and oh my God, you're gonna cry like crazy.
Julian.
Oh crap! Oh crap!
We now watch the tissues, no longer the soaps.
What's calling on?
No. We're working on Christina. And that is, I love my Alexis. You got to see the get up she wore today.
was Zoth on?
Who?
Zothelin?
No.
Okay.
No.
I was hoping she was because she killed me yesterday. You know, even Cam broke my heart. And I just want to say for all the people that when Cameron and Zoth jump in to a relationship, no, I feel like they could be back Jason and Carly by being best friends. I don't see, them, I don't see them being a couple because I just don't see that.
Elena, it's too way too soon. I mean, this is too raw right now. And
yeah, I mean
the poor girl is suffering and
my question was is when they carried Oscar down the stairs, when Drew carried Oscar down the stairs, it reminded me of Emily.
Right.
That's when Drew carried Emily, that's what it reminded me of. And it was just so sad because, I really wanted him to be saved, but I really thought it was a good test to be have Lila and Edward come from.
Oh.
And for all those people to say, well, they never met Oscar, so, and I'm like, wait a moment. That is their great-grandson.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was really poignant,
for
that to happen. So, what did you guys think of that?
Well, I believe up in heaven, you get to look down on us. So, I would think when they peek down here, they would find out that Oscar was their great grandson.
Yes.
To me, Lila, when she came in the bedroom and she stood at the foot of the bed, I went, oh my God, she's come to take him. But then you see him leave with both recordings, and it's like his family's taking him home.
Yeah.
This has been such an emotional week. I mean, we had Neil, first off, and then you try to get Smiley because you watch something, one of the other soaps to cheer yourself up, right? And then they do this to Oscar, and he's touched so many lives. And too short.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I totally agree. I think I will still be on my Kleenex low rant because I'm starting to really think there's a conspiracy there. And, I really think that, I had to buy more Kleenex boxes today. This is stack up for the food.
You think you're not going to cry, but you sit there and it just comes.
I haven't watched the last couple of days because I've been so drawn to... Then a hustle, so, but But according to my grandma, that Dave is really good right now. What is your guys' opinion?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched it in like 3 days.
Excellent. Nina Cole is back, and Chloe has to tell her that Holly was kidnapped.
Okay, I saw that episode, and and when when Nicole really will have it, and my
right,
thing,
Jeff.
I was talking to Megan and I were talking, and with all the security guarding at the Marilyn Manson, okay. How did a little kid get away from the DeMarre Manson? How did someone get out of the DeMarre Manson unless they went through the highway or the passageway?
He did. He did.
That is the only way I can see the Manorimba.
We'll do a secret tunnel. We will do a secret tunnel. Yeah.
Yeah, my complaint,
you know,
the dumbest. Yeah.
I just, you know, I will catch up on that this weekend because, you know, it's really good. But I just want to say Sunny made me laugh this week with Alexis in the phone. And when Alexis like, okay, I am not the one that is really good at taking people hostage, you all. And I'm thinking, Wait a moment, let's you know, go back to your history of you being perfect, really? You know, should we call Alcatraz? Should we call Keeper? Oh no, we can't because they are dead.
Why?
Before you go off on Sunny, you were the one that dropped your phone. You were the one that, if you dropped your phone on purpose, okay, but if you did, okay, who thinks he did it on purpose, and who thinks he dropped your phone on accident?
I think with accident. I think he did it on purpose with accident. I think with no purpose.
Definitely.
I mean, it was a really,
definitely
really stupid accident to have, but I just thought it was really interesting that you know, how
who paid that psychiatrist? That's Neil. Who paid him? Because he's over my ear. What he paid on?
What's his name? He's Irish in real life. What's his name?
Get to the phone yet, and that drives me crazy.
No.
Come to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, come on. It's one of those names you know, and you can't get it out of your head.
I've been trying to catch his name within the show, but I just go to Bible too fast.
I'll do some investigating and find out. The one that I hate is Shiloh. He has got to be gone. He's got to be gone yesterday. He had been there to go.
I agree.
Oh, he had to talk to Drew today. We know death is just a step for the next step in life. He did not have to say that. He just lost his boy. And, why isn't he dead? Charlie?
What?
Why is he dead?
Oh, I was just reading a thing about Holly and who has her.
Xander did. Xander took her. Him and the asshole. well, Giles Marini, but I hate this part.
You know what? I like Xander now. I didn't like Xander before, but I like him now. Xander, he's so funny. Xander. I didn't like him before. You were not my favorite character. But I know, Xander. Not Chad, that was Joey.
Very. Did anything happen on YNR today that I need to know about? Oh, I just want to say soon, dust was ugly yesterday, people.
Oh, atrocious.
Whoever
the costume person is should be fired. Oh, I have never seen a dress that ugly before.
Well, that means you really, you never saw my maid of honor dress that I have well for my sister's wedding.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that. But this one should
no,
be good.
But when you say ugly, that is like in the top 10 and ugly dresses, but I really thought, you know, the wardrobe people at YNR need to be fired.
Because
seeing in a dress like that, I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
See, Sharon, with the bad dress. Sharon, my favorite actress.
And she didn't look like she minded wearing it. I mean, if somebody gave me that to put that, I wouldn't do the role. I mean, I wouldn't be on screen that day.
Hey, who y'all think we did talking to? Who y'all think we did talking to? Help me. Yeah, Adam.
Oh, Adam. Yeah, so definitely be Adam's alive. That's who he's got the psychiatrist or somebody working with him. Actually, it's definitely Adam. But it's a new Adam because
yeah,
Adam
has
surgery again.
The only problem I have with the Adam story, people,
mm-hmm.
is if they're going to keep bringing people back from the dead,
mm-hmm.
do they really need plastic surgery every time they come back?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is what the third of the... the third plastic surgery Adam's gonna have on his face. Will your face still suffocating by the time you have three plastic surgeries?
That's true.
I mean, I'm just thinking, I'm not, okay. We have to talk about the Emmys this weekend. And we have to designate who's going to be watching the Emmys from the computer for the whole 2 hours when it first comes on.
Mm-hmm.
David, are you?
I don't know. Let's see.
Be you in charge of the Emmys this year.
Well, I gotta see it on my phone.
Yeah, but if you do it on your phone, that means you can't
tweet to anybody or whatever, text anybody. I can't do the whole show on the phone with it.
All I can say is, Laura,
we need on
Laura
TV.
Laura White needs to win. You know, Laura needs a win. Mo needs to bring it home.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Okay.
Jocelyn needs to bring the trophy home.
These get nominated. One of them. Somebody got to win. One of them. No. I'm for Oscar. I'm for Oscar. Best younger actor.
I really, you know, hope Oscar gets it. GH level the daytime Emmy starts tonight.
What? Well, production or the other ones. Costumes and the other enemies that you don't see.
Warrant. No worries.
And hopefully not.
And And you also won Lord to win, don't you, David?
Ava. It was Joan.
Maybe, would you do something? Tell him he's wrong.
Well, we care about who we care about, and you can't really say what's right or wrong.
But maybe one flow to it, right?
Well, yeah, naturally.
I did do that at the time, but I gave us, though. It was a good job, but I think Ava really does that.
A tie would be good. That would be good, a tie. I could live with that.
You know, if they could, you know, have, like, you know,
it's been done,
like,
before. It's been tied.
Mm-hmm, there has been.
Oh,
this is
awesome.
About part of the Beyond Connect TV. I have that app on my tablet because I watched it on the last year. I hope they have more than just the red carpet arrivals.
What was I going to say? I just, you know, I was the Emmy draw on TV.
Yeah, this is stupid.
I mean, it would be simple if it was on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And what? Before we go, what is everyone doing this weekend?
This weekend I'm going to church Sunday and Saturday and do laundry.
Oh.
Right. Yeah.
Are you going to go to a movie, David?
No.
You're not.
That depends on the weather. It's supposed to be raining. It continues to rain tomorrow down for you. So if it don't rain, I'm going to do laundry. And if it don't rain, I'm going to the movies. Do a trade on Sunday.
There you go.
Depending on the weather. It'll be rain.
We have 5 inches of rain here this week. So I think Florida is going to get a little soapy. Hopefully not there.
Here has been sunny. Sunny and a little cold. But personally, I like it. You know, because we haven't had the rain in like a week. And Maggie, I hope you don't get the S food.
No, 5 inches of rain we had. So hopefully nothing else, you know. I'm done.
And next, all I gotta say is, next week, Dax. Okay, how can I say this? Dax, the ass is coming back.
She calls his father.
I was looking forward to that. And if people say, oh, Dawson needs her father at a time like this, okay.
Mm-hmm.
People, she has a father. She has a great stepfather. His name is Sunny. Been taking care of them. Where was Zach when Carly was in that Maryland situation? Who was watching Jocelyn? Let's see. Wasn't Sue in the Hill Zach? It was Sunny. And I don't like the fact that Zach was coming back. And I won't ever be a Zach fan after all he's done to all Sunny. Why, Maggie?
Yes. That's the reason I don't want that, because of my Sunny. Because he's always so mean. And
I know.
He should go away and stay away. I got good news, though.
What is that?
What?
Jen, well, somebody I love, Jen Lilly, is in a Hallmark movie tomorrow night.
Yeah, I got Hallmark now. Yeah, what time?
Yeah. We're here at 7 o'clock. So what would it be, 6 by you?
8 o'clock. My time then will be 8. So we're out here. Eight. We're out over here. I have my town now, so I just watch it.
I love
it.
You know, I just thought of this. Mine now is 10 o'clock your time. David, and it's 9 o'clock your time, Andy.
It's my time, too. What's 10 o'clock now? No, she's out behind me.
You guys are an hour apart, right?
Yeah.
So you're in time for the news.
I love it that it's early because the sun hasn't came down yet. I have an hour and 15 minutes of sunlight before it gets dark.
Wow.
It's dark and scary. We will be back next Friday, and there's going to be some surprise announcements. David and I are both working on some guests to come on the show. And have a good weekend, but I think all of us should be resting this weekend because we are going to be really busy on the show.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Thank you, David, for getting to
you. We will be back here on Friday.
Sounds great.
Have a good weekend,
everybody.
Bye. Bye. Bye.